Hey man, welcome back to the channel. Y'all know what we do. We do analytical and data analysis type basketball stats and highlights, and we do breaking news, anything that happens going on in the NBA, you're gonna hear it first on this channel. But today we doing a brand new series called, we're gonna review every single NBA team draft pick. First, when should we do every pick? We're gonna do first round. We're gonna do first round only from 2012 to 2022 for the past 10 years. So today's video, we starting with the Philadelphia 76ers. Their 2012 first round pick wasn't really nothing special. They drafted Mo Harkless. He got traded the same season, so give him an L for that. That's really about it. That's we can't really say too much. And they got Arnett Moultrie for a future first rounder from Miami. So give him another L, because Arnett Moultrie wasn't great. He wasn't a great NBA player. So 2012 draft pick didn't go well for the players they drafted. Now, I'm not including like the trade. They might have traded. You know, say they traded more hard for other players. But we're doing the pick that they exactly drafted, not someone else. This is one desired pick. It might have included somebody else. Might have got him a better player. But we're just doing this first. This on pick only. You know what I'm saying? Unless it was like a draft they trade, and that's different. But a little bit more Mo Harkless, he looks great. I mean, he had a solid NBA career. He bounced from team to team. I think he's on my Hawks this year, or they might have released him. But I know he got traded to Hawks. He's on Kings last year. He had a solid NBA career. Nothing too crazy. He's not a superstar or anything. Good role player. He had a couple good years in them dang teams where they was made the Western Conference Finals that one time. Him, Al-Farouq was the two forwards on the team. So he had a decent NBA career. Nothing special, nothing bad. Decent 2K player, I'll tell you that. And actually, at the time, they gave Arnett Moultrie a grade A. A grade A, that's crazy. This is Bleacher Report. Bleacher Report gave him a grade A, and they gave Mo Harkless C. Yeah, I can see that. Next, in 2013, we have Nerlens Noel, who they traded up for, I believe. Yeah, they traded up for. I believe so. But you know, he was coming off that injury, but he was a demon in college. Y'all seen him play? That man used to get blocked. That man jumped out of the gym in college and high school. But sadly, he didn't have an amazing career. A lot of people thought, and he got traded eventually because Joel Embiid took his spot. But he had a solid career, though. Yeah, it was a weird time in Philly, though. They were just drafting the best player available. They were drafting a bunch of big men. But, I mean, he done had a solid career. For them, I'll give it a D, L, but for his career-wise and the player he became, I'll give him a C, C minus, C plus, somewhere around there. Probably a C, C plus. Yeah, so he had a solid career. He done had to play some meaningful minutes in his time, even though he done lost a couple big contracts he done lost out on. But we're not going to talk about that. They gave him an A-minus. Bleacher Report, too high. Michael Carter Williams, for them at the time, for the first season, it looked like an A++++. Yes, he couldn't shoot at all, but he won Rookie of the Year. And remember, if y'all remember that first game he played against the Eagles, he went crazy. But Bleacher Report gave him a B+. I mean, afterwards, you'll probably give him, just because he won Rookie of the Year, you got to give him some type of grade. He won Rookie of the Year, so I'll give him a, if I'm giving Nerlens Noel a CC-, I'll give him a B-, maybe C+. Between C- and C+, you can't give him nothing too high. That's too crazy. But MCW, that was 2013. 2014, we have Dario Saric and Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, of course, is an A+. Bleacher Report gave him an A-. Wow, they gave him A-. That's kind of disrespectful for my boy Joel Embiid. But they gave him an A-, I guess because he was coming off an injury, maybe, and they expect him to be that good. But yeah, was he best player in this draft? Yeah, Andrew Wiggins, Jabari. Yeah, sorry, dang, it's so sad. Jabari was gonna go crazy. Dario Saric, they gave an A-2, and he was small forward. That's crazy. He played what, center now? He's considered small forward back then. That was crazy. But at the time, I could see that being an A, B+. Dario Saric was a bucket. Of course, he had to be in that trade for Jimmy? It was for Jimmy, I believe. Yeah, it was for Jimmy. Was it for Jimmy? I think he was in that trade to send him to Minnesota. I think so. I'm not sure. I know to Chicago. It was Chicago, Minnesota. I think it was Minnesota. Whatever. But he was a B player. I feel like he was a great player at the time. Not great, but he was a good player, solid player. He was actually looking like a maybe rookie of the year candidate his rookie year. He was going crazy. It was a weak draft this year. I don't remember this draft being this weak. Andrew Wiggins, Jabari. And I thought this Marcus Smart, Julius Randle. Oh, yeah. Zach LaVine was in this draft. Man, that's Yusuf Nurkic was in the draft. Gary Harris. Okay, it wasn't off. It wasn't the greatest draft in the world. It was a second round player. This draft really wasn't that great. I'm gonna be honest with you. But yeah, so they're not too off. They're not too off. 2015, we have, was this a Jahlil Okafor draft? Or was it the year before Jahlil? I think this year was Jahlil. This was Jahlil Okafor draft. They gave him a B. Now, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I thought Jahlil Okafor was going to be the next big dominant big man in the league. This man was 6'11", 2'7", with a post game that we haven't seen in years and years and years. I thought this dude was going to be a demon out there. But no, he had that one solid year with the, was it the Pelicans at the time? I think it was the Pelicans by that time. He had that one like solid when AD was, you know, he was in and out and he was trying to get traded to Lakers or whatever was going on. Yeah, he just didn't live up. I'm sorry, I thought Joel was going to be a demon. I thought he would be better than Jahlil. I thought he would be better than Joel, Cat, like all around the big man that came around the time. I thought he would be better than all of them. But nah, sadly, so they gave him a B. This got to be for number three overall pick, it got to be a D minus L because he just didn't want to be there at all. He did not want to be there. I'm sorry, but I did love Jahlil coming out of college. I thought he was going to be a demon, but I guess that's why I'm not. That's why I don't work for the NBA. Hopefully one day I can. Next, we have the Ben Simmons draft. They didn't do for a Pacific player. They did it for overall grades of the team, so I'm going to go by that. They gave them an A, and I can actually see that. I can actually see the reasons why I can see that. Simmons was a demon. I mean, yes, he can't shoot. Yes, he can do every single thing besides shoot and be aggressive. But at the time, he got a couple All-Stars, great defensive player. I believe he made an All-Defense team, maybe a NARC. I mean, he went all rookie? Yeah, because he beat out Donovan Mitchell the following year because he got hurt his rookie year. Yeah. Timothy Luwawu really didn't do anything in the league. He was a contributor, like he wasn't a huge contributor, because I'm gonna say the next person was Furkan Korkmaz, who still is on the team. So I would give Furkan, if I had to do each one, Furkan probably a C+, just because he's still a valuable role player on the team that's been there since he has got drafted and doesn't like he's going anywhere anytime soon unless he's a trade. But valuable, please. I'm sure he's a good locker room player. He's still on the team. Timothy Luwawu, you gotta give him an elf. He really didn't do nothing. I thought he was gonna be at least decent, but he really didn't do nothing at all. And Ben Simmons, you gotta give a B+, A-. I mean, yes, I know Philly fans probably gonna hate that, and I'm a Hawks fan, so I know, thank y'all for drafting him and letting us beat y'all, but the way the situation ended was bad. But if you got to look at the production that he gave, y'all was in the playoffs just about every year. Him and Joel's on there. Y'all had success. Y'all probably would have made the finals if Kawhi never hit that shot. Y'all probably would have won a championship if Kawhi never hit that shot. KD still get hurt and them players still get hurt and Klay still get hurt. Y'all probably won the finals that year. Just to be honest, that team was talented. It's I don't know what. That starting five was crazy. So I'll give them an A for this draft. I'll give them an A-, somewhere around there. For the next following year, y'all already know Markelle Fultz, first round pick, and this, the 25th overall pick. I'm not going to try his name, but Anzizh Pashniks. I think I got that right. I haven't seen him play. He's probably still overseas, so that's an F right there because he didn't do anything for first round pick, 25 overall. That's kind of high. Markelle, they ruined Markelle Fultz's career, but I gotta give that an elf. He didn't do anything. Honestly and truly, they just wasted the number one overall pick on it. He ruined the man's career. He couldn't shoot a jump shot anymore. There's really nothing to say about that elf. Now, the next following year, 2018, I know the Markelle thing was bad. I know the Jahlil Okafor thing was bad. No, the Joel thing was bad. But trading, because if y'all did the trade, I definitely think y'all probably would be Toronto. Y'all traded Zaire Smith. But y'all had Mikal Bridges. Y'all traded for Zaire Smith when y'all had Mikal Bridges. That was awful. Zaire Smith, I don't think he even lead right now. Zaire Smith. Yeah, I think y'all probably would have won that series versus them. Y'all would have Mikal Bridges on your team. Cause y'all probably had Simmons. Who did y'all have starting that? I think it was Simmons, Jimmy, JJ, Joel. Who was at the four? Well, Tobias Harris eventually came, but if y'all could have added Mikal Bridges to that, oh my god, like, what, that would have been disgusting. So, elf. 2019 said, the Sixers since gave y'all a bad, disappointing, that was y'all great. Y'all had Matisse Thybulle and Mario Shayok, I don't know how to say his name, but Matisse, he's a great, one of the best defenders in the league. One of the best defensive playmakers in the league. Great defensive impact, but he can't shoot. He can't create his own shot. He just can dunk. That's really about it. That's really about it. So, and he can't play in the playoffs at all. He literally can't. He's an offense liability at 6'6", 6'5". At least if he was center, it'll be okay. Or if he could play make like Bruce Brown, at least have some type of mid-range shot, float or something. But he has none of that. C plus? Maybe? C plus? For I guess C plus for a regular season pick. Yes, yeah, C plus, B minus for a regular season. But overall for the playoffs, I give it a C minus. So I say I give it a C plus, B minus. 2020 NBCSports.com gave them a B plus for drafting Tyrese Maxey. As you know, it's crazy. They consider Tyrese Maxey a defensive like stud, and I don't see him being more like a. He's a decent defender. Don't get me wrong. I mean, his size probably does hinder him a lot. They're playing against James Harden, so he's probably taking on a tougher match. He actually is a decent defender. He's not the greatest defender in the world. I don't want to call him a stud, but he's a good defender. He can get some steals. He's quick, athletic. He can stay in front of people. 6'6" wingspan, so good enough. But I feel like this is an A+. Honestly and truly, this is an A+ for 20-something overall. You got Tyrese Maxey. This is an A+, who's looking like maybe a borderline all-star in the future, just depending on how the league shapes out. I could definitely see him a borderline all-star. Maybe he might even sneak in as an all-NBA player 1 year. Maybe he might just sneak in as a 13 1 year. But this was an amazing pick. Definitely messing up for the pick before. Amazing year. Out of 2021 results come from sixwire.usa.today.com. .usatoday.com. They gave Charles Bassey a B-. Yeah, I can see that C-, B-. Charles Bassey. I mean, he's a solid big man. He's gonna do what you're gonna. You don't expect him to do too much as long as he plays his role. You know what you do. Filip Petrović. I haven't seen him play. I don't think he came overseas. I haven't seen him play at all. Be honest. And Jaden Springer. They talking about cutting him. I mean, it's really hard to say. He's still only 18. No, they talking about cutting. What's the other dude name y'all drafted the year before? Isaiah Joe. He's talking about getting cutted. So. He's a good shooter, but we haven't seen it in the NBA yet. I haven't seen the 3-and-D ability, so hopefully he can still progress and become that other option that y'all can use on y'all team. So this draft in total, I'll probably give it a D-, because they really haven't showed anything. Nah. I ain't gonna try best to show something. I'll give it a C, D+, maybe. Yeah, D+. Try best to show something. You know what I'm saying? He showed that what carve out his role gonna be. Get rebounds and block shots and be a pick and roll and can throw oops to him. That's what his job is gonna be. 2022, I'm gonna be honest, I never watched this dude play in my life, so question mark, and he has never played an NBA game yet. So question mark. So that's my review of the Philadelphia 76ers last 10 year draft. What y'all think? Do y'all think I was too high on some, too low on some? What would you change? Or who do you think was a good pick that maybe had not been on here? Like, you know, you got some people like Paul Reed, who was a second round pick, so I didn't include him. And then some players got drafted, such as again Mo Harkless, who got traded for other players, so I can't really include. I mean, I can include him, but I'm not gonna include other people. So tell me what y'all think and who y'all want to see next.